Bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Broadway a la Gran Vía en Radio Sefarad. Esta semana les traemos el musical Woman of the Year de John Kander y Fred Ebb, los autores de Chicago, Cabaret y Kiss of the Spider Woman. Entre otros trabajos, todos ellos los hemos podido escuchar en Radio Sefarad. Bueno, el libreto es de Peter Stone y, como suele ser habitual en esta dupla, la música es de John Kander y la letra de Fred Ebb. Woman of the Year es una adaptación musical de la película homónima de 1942, protagonizada por Katharine Hepburn y Spencer Tracy. En el musical, los protagonistas, en lugar de ser reporteros de un periódico, como en la película, son una personalidad de la televisión, Tess Harding, y un dibujante, Sam Craig. Bueno, se precisó de 11 pases previos al estreno hasta la producción final en Broadway. Fue el 29 de marzo de 1981 y estuvo en cartel durante 770 representaciones. El papel principal fue para Lauren Bacall, acompañada de Harry Guardino. En este programa van a escuchar la grabación del casting original, por supuesto, con la voz de Lauren Bacall. La obra, les voy a contar una anécdota, esta obra tuvo muchísimo éxito en Argentina, mucho más que en Estados Unidos, donde se representó durante 3 años consecutivos y se habla ahora, en 2010, de una nueva producción, ya veremos. Antes de escuchar una selección de canciones de este musical, bueno, vamos a darles unos pequeños trazos acerca del argumento de la historia. Tess Harding, interpretada, como decíamos, por Lauren Bacall, es una presentadora de noticias de televisión conocida a nivel nacional. Justo antes de recibir el premio de Mujer del Año, la trama nos lleva atrás en el tiempo cuando Tess realiza un editorial en directo en el que arremete contra los dibujantes de tiras cómicas de los periódicos. Esto no gusta al colectivo de dibujantes que se reúne normalmente en el salón Inkpot. Uno de ellos, Sam Craig, se decide a publicar una caricatura de la Mujer del Año, esta es Tess, presentada como una snob. Tess, indignada e irritada, acude al despacho de Sam muy enfadada, pero cuando conoce al atractivo y elegante Sam, le pide disculpas y le invita a comer. Van al salón Inkpot y Tess se muestra encantada por todo lo que Sam y sus colegas le han enseñado acerca del arte de las tiras cómicas. Bueno, Tess y Sam comienzan un romance que termina en boda. Pero sus ambiciosas carreras profesionales les dejan poco tiempo para estar juntos, además del hecho que sus tremendos egos suelen chocar a menudo. Bueno, después de un tiempo la relación se tambalea hasta el punto de llegar a la separación. La trama nos devuelve al presente, justo cuando Tess va a recibir el premio a la Mujer del Año y se encuentra perdiendo al hombre al que ama. Algunas semanas después, Tess se encuentra en un dilema. Por un lado, tiene una brillante carrera como mujer mediática y por el otro, su papel de esposa que se ve cada vez más difícil. Acude a pedir consejo al bailarín ruso Alexei Petrikov, quien le dice que él debe regresar a Rusia a por la mujer que ama, aunque ello suponga dejar de lado su carrera profesional. Después, Tess viaja a ver a su exmarido y descubre que se ha vuelto a casar y que vive feliz con su nueva mujer. Bueno, de regreso, tras varias reflexiones, Tess decide salvar a su matrimonio y para ello dejar su programa en televisión. Pero Sam le dice que no quiere que deje su carrera, solo quiere que le deje tomar partido en las decisiones de pareja. Bueno, ahora sí, ya por fin, les dejamos con las canciones del musical Woman of the Year, esperemos que les guste, con la voz de Lauren Bacall y la de Harry Guardino. Hasta la semana que viene en Broadway a la Gran Vía, que os traeremos un nuevo musical.
Listen to that.
This gracious, well-known public figure we've admired for so long.
Sam Craig, wherever you are, you arrogant, ill-tempered, brutish, insensitive, chauvinist son of a bitch. Listen. listen to that.
Love as a sheep must in the many fields of her endeavor.
It's my night, Sammy, all mine, Sammy, and you can't give it your well-known whammy.
The nominated committee consisting of Miss Bob Nickers, Miss Vi Langford, and Miss Kate Johnson were unanimous in their choice of this year's celebrated winner.
The ladies are singing my praises, led by the chairman pro tem. I'm not gonna listen to you, Sam. Why should I listen to you, Sam, when I can listen to them? Speak up, girls, don't be shy, speak up. What a charge, Kate, in the atmosphere. $50 a plate for the woman of the year. Look alive, Maud, keep the day, it's clear. While they all applaud for the woman of the year. She's charming, she's attractive, she's gifted. And younger than you thought she was too. She's never had a single thing lifted. She's a cunning little devil, and tonight you give the devil her due. Don't be shy, Vi, when she does appear. Give a big cry, let her know you're here. Let your foot stamp for the new champ. Who's the woman of the year? Quiz Nixon, strange man Nixon. She's met Brezhnev, tough nut Brezhnev. She's slept at Buckingham Palace. Saw the Scala walk up by Callas. Took tea with Gertrude and Alice. And if you knew Nehru like she knew Nehru. Oh, oh, what a girl. She's a pimp. She's a pioneer. She's the pussycat that we're here to cheer. She's a big cheese. Will you rise, please? As we honor her career in contemporary life, as a writer and a fighter and a leader and a wife. And Sam Craig, wherever you are, though you think I'm a sham, take your paw and Shazam and go stuff it and scram, 'cause goddamn it, I am the woman.
Well, cats, old man, what you clearly need is a new playmate. A new cat in town. Opinionated, obnoxious, a real troublemaker. And her name is, let's see, Alley Cat? No. Sour Puss? No. Well, let's keep it simple and direct. How about Tessie Cat? Perfect. Bye-bye, honey. See ya in the funny paper soon. Bye-bye, baby. See ya in the funny papers. Maybe Thursday afternoon or maybe sooner. Let's keep it in doubt. It's such a sweet beginning. I want to draw it out. So though it's just an old expression, it seems appropriate now. I'll see you in the funny papers. Adio, auf Wiedersehen. Okay, now, let's see. We'll give her a really big mouth so she can put a paw in it. There you go. And teeny-weeny boobs because she's got so little to get off her chest. beautiful. I hate her already. Your voice and manner get under my skin. We'll meet again, I promise. I'll pencil something in. But for the moment, let's not rush it. The swift entanglement's end. I'll see you in the funny papers. You'll be there, don't worry, my friend. Well, there she is, Katz. Go get her. S. Craig.
Gerald, I think my record speaks for itself. I think I can look back and safely say I was right.
That's right.
I was perfectly right.
Right.
My instincts were valid and strong, right?
That's right.
When you're right, you're right.
Right.
I know and I'm right. Can you honestly say I was wrong?
Right. Wrong.
I was right.
Right.
That's right. I was perfectly right.
Right.
I was and I've been all along, right?
That's right.
When you're right, you're right. I know and I'm right. It's remarkably rare that I'm wrong, right? That's right.
Right.
I mean, even in my personal life, I've always made the right decision. When I married Larry, I was 18, he was 20. We were both journalism students in Missouri, and all he wanted to be was William Allen White. I had a job on a local TV station. I was only doing the weather, but some network executive happened to see me one night. So I knew I had to go to New York, and Larry would be happier editing a newspaper in Colorado or somewhere, so it was time for a break. And though we both still cared for each other, he had to go his way, I had to go mine, so the split up was not a mistake. Now Larry's remarried and blissful out west. And I love my career. It was all for the best. I was right.
That's right.
I was perfectly right.
Right.
My instincts were valid and strong. Right.
That's right.
When you're right, you're right.
Right.
I know when I'm right. It's remarkably rare that I'm wrong. Right.
That's right.
Need we even mention my professional life? When I started doing hard news, those decisions weren't easy. I remember interviewing Nasser and saying, look, Gamal, do me a favor and do not invade Israel. But no, no, he went right ahead. Then there was Ehrlichman and Haldeman. I said, boys, you've got to tell the truth. What did they do? Lies, lies, every word that they said. Then Alexei Petrikov, the Russian dancer, said he was bored at the Bolshoi. I told him to defect, but he was too meek. Now a friend of mine just got back from Moscow, says he's frustrated, unhappy, and dancing Spartacus four times a week. Now a braggart I'm not.
Right.
But doesn't it show? My margin for error's exceedingly low. I was right.
That's right.
I was perfectly right.
Right.
My instincts were valid and strong.
That's
right.
Right.
When you're right, you're right.
Right.
I know when I'm right. It's remarkably rare that I'm wrong. Right.
That's right.
Now we have this second-rate cartoonist. My God, what's all the uproar about? Obviously, I made the right decision again. All I did was present a well-considered analysis of how the funnies are trashing the arts, and it sets off this ridiculous flap. So he creates me as a character in his puerile little strip to put Klutz or whatever the hell that cat's name is on the map. Well, when I get that publicity-grabbing, exploitive, detestable little weasel in here, well, I make him squirm. I bet I can tell you what he looks like, too. He's probably a short, Napoleonic, bald, fat, pudgy, pasty-faced worm.
Yes, sir?
Sam Craig to see Miss Harding.
Miss Harding, Mr. Sam Craig is here.
Wonderful. Please send Mr. Sam Craig in. There's only one way to treat vermin like that. I'll show him what cats are. That beady-eyed worm. Mr. Craig.
Now look, Miss Harding.
Mr. Craig, before you say anything, let me tell you something straight out. I was wrong. That's right. I was totally wrong.
No.
And not to confess would be small. That's right. When you're wrong, you're wrong. I know when I'm wrong. And you're not what I picture at all.
What?
Right. I was bad, that's right, and I must have been mad, but my bark is much worse than my bite.
Is that right?
So let's cool it, let's. I acknowledge my debts. I know. Can I buy you dinner tonight?
All right.
Terrific, what are we waiting for?
Miss Harding, you're not actually leaving now, are you?
That's right.
But it's only 5 o'clock.
Right.
And you haven't answered any of your calls yet.
That's right.
And the Senator called, and Cardinal Cook, and James Beard, and Irving Lazar, and Kurt Waldheim.
Right.
And you're going without answering any of them.
Good night, Gerald.
Mr. Craig, I appeal to you, sir. You will have her back within the hour. Right?
Wrong.
Wrong?
Wrong!
Well, cats, old man, I think we're in a lot of trouble. Hey, cats, I'm talking to you.
What do you want?
Look, cats, don't be a sap. She'll walk all over you. She'll have you altered.
Yeah, stop being so catty. I know what I'm doing.
No, you don't. Remember what you said. Do you remember? Once you vowed you'd never fall again, disallowed, braving that squall again. Now you're cowed, giving your all again. Dumb.
True. So what else is new?
Once you'd shout, won't be depressed again. Think about going through est again. Now you're out, beating your chest again. Trite.
True. So what else is new? Wise old Ralph Waldo Emerson finds that a foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds. Right on, Waldo.
Once you swore you'd never reach again, pace the floor, slurring your speech again. Now once more, into the breach again. True.
Well, so what?
So what else?
So what else is new?
Now hold it, cats. Remember that wife of yours, a regular pussycat? Thick, silky orange hair, a soft, hoeing voice, long, sexy whiskers. You were crazy about her. So what did she do? She went into heat and fell for a peeping Tom.
So what else is new? Sing the song Ira Gershwin designed, where the moral was Jenny should not have made up her mind. I round.
Once you quit, won't be enwrapped again. Stay well zipped, not to be zapped again. Now you're tripped, totally trapped again. True.
Well, so what?
Well, so what?
So what else?
So what else?
So what else is new? So what else is new? So what else is new?
On the other hand, cats, watch yourself. This could be a major catastrophe.
Tessichka, my angel, there is something you must learn. When your work is going well, you're going to bed happy. But it's much more important to be waking up happy. Happy in the morning, laughing, joking. Happy in the morning, kissing, stroking. Ready to endure whatever lies ahead. Jumping out of bed, so happy in the early morning hour. Soaping with a loved one in the shower. Feeling in your carefree heart, you're getting off to a very good start. And then so what if you're assaulted by some prune, which makes you have a lousy afternoon? So what if some misfortune evening brings? You can work it out on your inner springs, knowing as you fall asleep that when the robin sings, you will be happy in the morning with your lover, tickling your toes beneath the cover. Misery may come, but then you know tomorrow you'll be happy, happy in the morning, happily beginning over again.
Sometimes a day goes by, one whole entire day, when I don't think of her. 24 hours pass, I look around and find that I haven't thought of her, not even when I'm somewhere we used to go, not even if that someone we used to know. It's hardly every day, it's most unusual, in fact, I can't remember when, but sometimes a day goes by when I don't think of her till morning comes, and then there she is again.
I'll see you should I stay.
Well, look, guys, it's 3:45.
That's right, I can't think anymore. Look, 23, 24, 50, my fortune is made. Good night, Sam.
Night, Pinky.
Night, Sam.
I'm sorry, guys. I'll see you, huh?
Right, Sam. Night.
Night, Abbott. Not even when I'm somewhere we used to go, not even if that someone we used to know. It's hardly every day, it's most unusual, in fact, I can't remember. The day goes by when I don't think of her till morning comes, and then there she is again.
Wonderful. You can make a pot roast. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? First you brown an onion. Is your picture up at Sardi's? That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? You can clean an oven. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? First you get the easy off.
On somebody else's estate. The meat is always leaner on somebody else's dinner plate.
But you can sew a button on. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? Bet you've been to discos. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? First you take a Valium. I can see you planning picnics. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? Eating at the White House. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? First they pass the jelly beans. The grass is always greener on somebody else's front lawn. Somebody else's wiener always has a lot more relish on.
You save the whales in Newfoundland. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? You can run a household. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? First you have a breakdown. You're always in the magazines. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? You can hold a husband. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? There's more to life than husbands.
I could use a husband.
You can have my husband.
I've already had your husband.
He makes you kind of deary. He eats a lot of deary. The grass is always greener in someone else's yard.
It's hard. You have time for luncheons. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? First you sell the Tupperware. The public wants your autograph. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? You raised a teenage daughter. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? First you find her diaphragm.
Neighbors are? That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? You know Rona Barrett. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? First you keep your mouth shut. Let you squeeze the Charmin. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? You can make a headline. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? I'd rather make a pot roast.
So go and brown an onion.
And have some peace and quiet.
You've already had my husband.
Everyone's a victim of this donkey little victim. The grass is always greener in someone
Did you hear me that time? I said I love you.
I hear you, I hear you.
All right, Tess Harding Craig, repeat after me. We're gonna work it out.
We're gonna work it out.
We're gonna see it through.
We're gonna see it through.
There'll be a space for you in my life. And
in mine for you.
Now you're talking. We're gonna make it stick.
We're gonna make it stick.
We're gonna get it right.
We're gonna get it right.
We'll face the headaches day by day.
and cure them night by night.
We'll have some bad times.
Probably we'll have some rough days.
Possibly, but we'll survive them.
Hopefully, and easy or not, we're gonna give it a shot.
We'll do some growing up. This pair of lovesick feet. We're gonna have some ups and downs.
Some sweetness.
And some sea.